Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, right here on LA Talk Radio.
This is Dr. Michelle Cohen, and you are officially on the couch here, as you always are, on Tuesdays now at 12 noon. We have a new time for being on the couch and interviewing all my fabulous guests. And without further ado, we're going to get started today. Welcome, everybody. And I did put this out on my social media today that I am interviewing, by popular demand, once again, medical intuitive Kimberly Meredith. And I'm going to tell you a little bit more about her. Welcome to the show, Kimberly. Nice to have you.
Thank you, Dr. Michelle Cohen. I am excited to be here on LA Talk Radio.
Yay. You're one of my favorite guests. So it's great to have you back here.
Thank you.
Yeah. By the way, guys, you know Kimberly. And if you didn't get a chance to check her out on our last Facebook Live show and also on the radio show, LA Talk Radio, .com, channel one, and you can check out my webpage for our rerun. Kimberly Meredith is what's known as a medical intuitive, and she is a hands-on healer and just a really beautiful person inside and out as well. She's had this gift for a very long time, and she's going to tell us about it and how it works. And I'm just going to let you know that she is in the midst of, we won't talk about it too much, of writing this amazing book about her story and how she became a medical intuitive healer. And by the way, Kimberly has been tested by so many different institutions about her healing gifts. So I want to thank you for, you know, opening up your heart to doing this. Dr. C. Norm Shealy, the neurosurgeon, is a pioneer of holistic medicine. And also a professor of energy medicine, founder of the National Institute of Holistic Medicine. He has tested her and measured very significant results about her ability to medically get in touch with what's going on with people. She does what are called body scans, and also the SciTech Subtle Energy Laboratory and Research Facility has tested Kimberly to be significantly effective in her diagnosis. And most recently, the famed IONS, or IONS Institute of Noetic Science, is one of my favorite places. I love that research institute. It's headed by the eminent scientist, Dr. Dean Radin. And of course, they have tested her as well. For the past couple of years, Kimberly has hosted a syndicated radio show, The Medical Intuitive Miracle Show. And of course, she's been featured on major dailies and magazines across America on most all of the networks and all of the cable networks as well, as a medical intuitive and expert on the body and healing. And I'm, without further ado, I don't want to, you know, take up a lot of your time, Kimberly, because I want people to really know what you do. But I want to share with the listeners that I had a session with Kimberly myself. She knew nothing about my issues, thank God, but she knew nothing about me. She knew nothing about my past, and she nailed it with everything that I have had in terms of eye surgeries. I have thyroid disorder. I have certain things that are going on, you know, some back stress and strain, arm issues, things like that, and she nailed it all. She talked about some little scoliosis in my spine that she, again, she had no idea, but she got in touch with and actually did some healing on my neck. I had a nodule, I guess, and it was just a gland, swollen gland. And through our, you know, session, Kimberly did her amazing treatment and had me, as well as her, rub this area. And it was gone. I mean, literally, the lymph node had shrunk. So she, thank you so much, sweetheart, for healing me on that. Little lymph node swelling so much. So thank you. And so let's talk about sort of, well, first of all, I also want to mention that she's written a book, which you can get free, guys. It's called Coronavirus Top 21 Tips for Protection. And they're great. Thank you so much for providing that for us as well. Mm-hmm. Can you talk a little bit about how this became, you know, knowledgeable to you when you first started becoming aware of your gifts?
Yeah, it's amazingly interesting because it was all very organic. I had gifts as a child, but they were pushed aside. society and a mother that was going through her own tumultuous, you know, organic sort of life.
Yes.
Not understanding, you know, this world that we have different abilities at the time.
Yes.
This was just something she didn't quite get.
Yeah.
It's not like my mom was a bad person. She was a good person. She died young.
I'm sorry.
But she, you know, she never heard of like an Edgar Cayce or psychic abilities or something like that.
Right.
I was born with abilities. Obviously, there's children right now and people that have these abilities and people don't quite know what's going on with them. So they may think they're depressed or they've been labeled different labels. So I obviously had very strong psychic abilities as a child. And I didn't know it. I was just a baby and I was doing things that were very different. She was like, I don't know what to do with her.
Right.
So she sort of didn't like it. So she told me to stop doing them. And so I forced myself to stop doing them. And I remember losing a best friend because I had blinking eyes when I was little and I would do healing on animals. And when I would heal the animals, I had a grandmother that liked it. She was like, cool.
You know, that's great.
No, don't do it.
So, right.
So basically, I stopped doing it because I lived with my mom. And I remember feeling really like sunken and like, that's not who I really am.
Right.
So it's like kind of like not being gay, but like when you're told not to be who you are. And then I feel like really icky. So I spent the rest of my sort of up until now kind of pushing down I always loved God and I was always very spiritual, but not like I am now.
Yes.
And so leading up to my life, I was in this service profession. I was in nursing. I did medical consulting on shows, always in service, always loved God, always was in, you know, God meaning Om, God meaning I love Buddhist. I love everything. I was always just very universal. I was brought up in a Jewish home, but also Catholicism, both, which was very interesting. I learned.
Yes, it is.
And I also went to Self-Realization Center. I was always very curious about all realms of spirituality, but was it really opening myself all the way to the huge paranormal? And then it was like destined to happen because as my life was going on, I would get little bits of paranormal happening to me where I wouldn't push it away, but it was coming in and out of my life throughout the years where I would be like, did that just happen? And I'd be like, no, that couldn't happen.
Wow.
That didn't happen. Like when I was younger, my dad and I would do games of telepathy. And so my father and my mother, my dad and my grandma on my paternal side were really encouraging of these abilities that I had.
Right.
The leading up to what happened is I had two near-death experiences in the matter of 2012 to 2013. And in these NDEs, which is out-of-body OBE.
Yes, yes.
There was no way that I could go back because at that point I said okay to everything. I said yes, yes, yes to it.
Right.
And in the yesing to it, and the out of body experiences, I was plainly I left the body, and when wow. I left my body, I experienced God, the Holy Spirit, yes. the omnipresent. And when yes. I say that to a friend or something, they're like, well, everybody experiences that. What are you talking about? And I'm like, no, I really experienced it where I completely, you know, seizure, convulsed, my legs oh. left. And I felt the presence of the white light coming wow. through my chest and my eyes. And just enveloping me. And then shortly after that, my eyes reappeared of the blinking that I had wow. when I was a little girl.
Right. Fascinating story. Were you in a bad car accident or something? Is that
what happened? I had a car freak accident. And then I also had I was thrown into a street and I had hit the back of my head and I had a hardcore hematoma
oh.
an accident with my American bulldog where he oh. was trying to protect me and save me from an air blower.
Wow.
And that hit my head pretty bad in the middle oh. of the street.
My gosh.
And that was the whole
yeah
thing that put the
oh.
yeah oh. so yeah two of them yeah.
Wow. Amazing, Kimberly. And that, you know, you were already open to these different types of, you know, spiritual experiences and you were open. I mean, you were born with these gifts and, you know, sometimes accidents or sometimes trauma really does reopen us up to allowing that stuff come through, you know? So, I mean, yeah. Well,
there's many people that have, so this is the thing about near-death experiences.
Yep.
And I have a lot of NDEs that come to me for help.
Yes.
I know that they, like yesterday I was on the Susan Northrup show and there were people coming on the callers and I knew that. So I have multiple code blinks. I blink up to 41 to 50 blinkings through my eyes.
Right.
And so when I do two blinks at once that go on and on when I'm doing my reading,
yes. Yes.
I'll know that you've had an NDE like that because, and they'll say, you're right. I was in a hospital and I went under a coma and I came back. Or, oh, I was under drugs and I was in Hawaii and I blacked.
Yes.
Right. God had come in. I'm getting chills right now.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit has come in
yes.
and saved you. And some people are like, oh my God, you're right. I shouldn't have been here. So there's different codes I get for people. And sometimes we don't even realize that we've had a Holy Spirit saving moment in our lives. It doesn't.
Right.
Like me, I woke up and all of a sudden I have my kind of thing that I'm doing. Everybody
yes.
has their own kind of gifts that they have. And so I don't have, like, I'm not Whitney Houston. I'm not having her gift of the singing ability.
Right, right.
I have mediumship ability. But
yes.
her ability is often, everybody has their own special ability. But
sure.
what I help people to is not only am I channeling and rocking it out by helping people connect why they get their illnesses
right,
and helping people to release the illness out of their body. But I also help people connect to if they've had a miracle healing and help them connect to what their energy and their gifts should be centered and focused on in this reality. Because the reality is that there is no really reality. The reality is our own reality can connect to the higher paradigm of consciousness. And our consciousness
yes.
is our own consciousness.
Yes.
And the consciousness is that arsenal. And our multidimensional frequency can go in and out of a third dimensional frequency
yes.
and a fifth dimensional frequency. And
yes.
the guides are telling me that they have me here to help people really, yes, I'm a medical medium, but they have me here really to help people reach the highest frequency, the highest consciousness. And the highest consciousness is a love consciousness. And that's how we can heal our bodies.
Beautifully said, Kimberly. By the way, in case you just tuned in, guys, you're here on the couch with Dr. Michelle. And we are on live radio, latalkradio.com, channel one, of course, if you want to listen, if you can't hook it up here on our Facebook page. But we are live on Facebook. And also you can go back to the reruns on this date, August 4th, And of course, watch her show again. Kimberly Meredith is one of the world's top medical mediums. And she helps people out with illnesses, all sorts of people, people who have some psychological experiences. They think they're going crazy. They don't know what's going on. And you are not per se religious. There is no religion per se, but you've been lucky enough to have that background of being raised half Jewish. And of course, you have the half Catholic. And it's not about religion many times, people. And we've talked about this. It's, yes, whatever your denomination is, you know, there are the cultural concepts of that. But I guess what you're saying is there, and I've been reading so many books on this, it is the consciousness of a higher power, whoever it is, Hashem, you know, God, whoever that God is. But it's also the, it's quantum. It is the higher consciousness of a quantum universe, right, Kim?
Universal law of one. I could bask in all of it. I love it all. It's just, it's like right now talking about, I get chills right now with the omnipresent. And the omnipresent, the divine, just by saying yes to it, your body can be healed.
Yes.
It's the belief saying, I believe. And so I have clients that have 4-stage cancers to just an emotional depression. And in that, just by saying, I believe, or 5 minutes a day of meditation can raise your vibration. It's, and some people ask me, and in my book, In the Wake in the Fifth Dimension, that's coming out next year, they'll say, how do I pray? What is an example of prayer? And a lot of people will say, I want, or give me, or I need. And they give me a negative blink on those words. It's always in gratitude and thank you.
Yes.
And thank you, thank you, thank you. It's so much of thank you. And that's more of a fifth dimensional frequency.
Beautifully said. And I just wanted to mention something too about, you know, people have by the way, my regular listeners know that you guys can contact me straighttalkdoc@gmail.com, straighttalkdoc@gmail.com right now if you have any questions. We're trying to get maybe some live calls here.
And I can go through some of my tips on the coronavirus.
And I want to talk about those 21 tips for health, because we're all struggling right now with coronavirus, and it's a free book that you've written and people can have access to. Let me just throw this in real fast. I wanted to also touch on, there's a thing, somebody has texted me and they said, hey doc, I don't quite understand what's going on with Kimberly in the blinking eyes. And she'll describe that to you. But let me just say this. What I do know is that we have a treatment in psychology. I do not practice it. I have not. I've learned it. I've studied it, but it's not my specialty. It's called EMDR. And it's involving rapid eye movement. Excuse me. So it's a rapid eye movement where people are getting in touch with their bodies and they're getting in touch with their inner feelings. And there is something connected with the eyes and getting in touch with. So it's excuse me, it's blinking and eye movement. Can you talk about that?
I don't have rapid eyes.
Right. But the blinking.
I don't have rapid eye movement, to make that clear. I have what's called intuitive medical mediumship abilities, and I have code blinking through the mediumship with the spirit. So in the Holy Bible, people are given gifts. And one of my gifts is my mediumship to communicate to my guides and the Holy Spirit. And I can get downloads and communication through many ways. I'm clairaudient, clairvoyant, clairessent. People can take a breath and go, huh? And they'll say no. So the right eye blinks no. The left eye blinks yes. Through information through somebody's body. So I don't have rapid eye movement. I can look at you for hours and not blink at all. It's only when I'm doing a healing on you, or I'm doing information on readings on you.
Yes, yes.
So I'm a trans channel, I'm a medium, and mediums get their information. Every medium gets their information in different ways. And so my information, Edgar Cayce, so if someone knows who Edgar Cayce is, you can look him up. He was a trans channel. He would lay down and put himself to sleep, lay next to your bed, and he would get it that way. I am a trans medium, meaning I'm awake and I am getting information and downloads through my eyes. Yes. I do 21 to 40 different blinking codes, and that means the left eye says things are cooling you, the right eye says things are not cooling you, and then I'll get different blinks and hot flashes if I find cancer in you. So I'm a different type of medium, and that's just makes me an individual. Like Lady Gaga says, you're unique, you're unique. And that's who I am.
Beautiful, beautiful. And with all of your work, how do you protect yourself from other people's energy? I mean, I'm concerned about you because you're being bombarded. You know, you have so many clients, hundreds of people, hundreds in a week.
I do.
How do you do that? How do you?
I do.
How do you protect yourself?
You know, it's funny. I've always been protected. I'm kind of like an M&M healer. I came from a tumultuous childhood. And I've been protected since the day I was born. I've always had the Holy Spirit around me. I keep a tight tribe. I know the people to be with, the people not to be with. I teach my clients how to be protected, to stay in what it's like being married. You can't be 1 foot in and 1 foot out with the Holy Spirit and with the God frequency energy. Right. You have to have both feet in all the way. So it's like, you know, if you're in a relationship with someone and you're always feeling kind of an icky feeling inside, that means kind of like, nah, not going to work. You're either trusting the Holy Spirit, you're either trusting your angelic realm, or you're not. So I trust all the way. I trust God. I trust the Holy Spirit. I trust the angels. They're protecting me. And I know that I am shielded. I love. I am light. And I am... in omnipresent bubble. And I teach this to my clients, and I have CDs, I have meditational techniques. And so you're very right to ask that question, because I think the higher that you have the responsibility in this lifetime of being a teacher, of being in spiritual practice, the higher the responsibility of you of doing prayer, of doing and walking the talk, and being this person and being honorable and trustworthy and helping is important. The preachers and the community speakers have to protect themselves even more.
Yes, absolutely. And that's beautifully said. We had another email here from straighttalkdoc@gmail.com.
And I was going to talk about that in my book too. One of my, one of my top tips in the book is that it's very important to spiritually boost your body every day.
Yes, it really is. And maybe you can talk about how we can do that, because this listener and viewer, I guess they're watching both mediums and listening, they're asking you how we can protect ourselves every day. And also, if you believe that we have the higher power within us as opposed to without us on the outside, do we have it within us? I guess that's a good question.
Being without us or within us, that's a very interesting question, because God is an aspect of us.
Yes.
It's a choice whether you want to let God within you.
Yes.
And so how are you as an individual letting yourself have a intimacy with God is a personal decision.
Yes.
So in the book, I talk about ways to connect with spiritual nature, ways to connect with God. So let me say this very plainly. You don't need to go to church. I love churches, and I know the churches are closed right now. But my dad, my mom loved church. My father loved temple. My grandmother, you know, everybody was different in my home. I would go to my dad's on the weekend, and we made a treehouse, and we would sit in the treehouse and say, this was our church.
Yes.
I listen to music. I'm sorry if I'm talking loud. I listen to music 8 hours a day. And you saw when you came to my office, I pray on you.
Yes.
Pray with you and lay hands on areas of the body. And so every day, even with Skyping, I find my connection with spirit through music, and I find it that it brings me to a higher vibrational frequency when I do my chants and my prayers and my affirmations, and even in silence. So some people think to connect to spirit is a long thing to do, or a big thing, and it takes hours. But even 5 minutes a day boosts your immune system, even if you're going on a nature walk. But saying your prayers of gratitude every day,
yes, doing
something of service outside of your body. So you're thinking it's an internal thing, but sometimes,
yes,
a very good question, what she asked, or he.
Yeah.
An outward is as much as important of service to others as an inward. So it's also two things. A gratitude of attitude to God is a service back to you. And also spending a quiet time too. And one of the other things that is so important is that the energy of God loves laughter. Take yourself back to childhood, and being in the laughter is so amazing. When we laugh, we raise our cortisol in our brain, and as you know, because you're a doctor, that fulfills the energy in your body, and that can heal you instantly. And so service work, laughing, times of music and meditation pushes you to a fifth dimensional, higher energy, removes you from the third dimension. The third dimensional frequency, which we're having right now in the tumultuous world, which is greed and fear and worry and spiritual warfare, is not where we want to be. We want to be in this fifth dimensional higher frequency, which Jesus was in, which Jesus walked on water. And this is true. Jesus did. And we can do this. I laid my hands on you and we wiped it off your throat and you felt light and healed.
I did. Yeah.
So this is what I'm talking about. We have the power. Edgar Cayce spoke about it way before I was around. I didn't even know who Edgar Cayce was. And so after my NDE and I came back and I started having these gifts come through me, and people were saying to me, do you want to come to Maryland? We'll fly you there. You hands on people. Who's Edgar Cayce? Well, read about him. You're doing the work with him. I am? Yes. Edgar Cayce was the most sought after psychic, and he also was very smart. He said we would do the work of laying hands and saying positive reinforcement, happy birthday, or love, light, or anything, and we would take energy frequencies that go into disease off our body.
Yes.
And he did. And that's happening right now.
Yes.
And he knows. He knows.
Yes, he does. And all the followers.
We are not God. We are honoring the energy of the omnipresent, and we invite the an omnipresent into our field, and therefore the omnipresent can heal us.
Right. And beautifully said. And, you know, the omnipresent, the quantum consciousness field, a lot of people are calling it God thought, or whatever you want to call it.
Calling the feminine divine into us more, because we live in more of a masculine energy right now. Calling, and I have something special for everybody today.
Yay, what is that?
I have a feminine divine channeled poem for everybody.
I love it.
Bring that in.
Yeah.
Do that later.
Maybe we can do that at the end of the show. That'd be great. So we can, you know, have everybody sort of go into, you know, sort of a quiet mode and hear the words you speak so that they can get in tune with maybe what they could be doing every day. And I'm all with you here on the gratitude. Just even, like you said, 5 minutes a day, if people can take time to stop, slow down whatever they're doing in between their remote work, or if they're back in an office, or if they're not working and they're having, you know, some poverty issues and struggling with family and illness, whatever it may be, take that time out and thank whoever your higher power is, and that higher consciousness and the Holy Spirit to bring you gratitude for all of their gifts.
The thing is too, Michelle, is that everybody has at least 50 spirit guides and at least, you know, in the angels, and they are, when you define them, and I help people do this in my classes too, when you define them, they will start helping you more. And when you realize that this is around you, they also communicate. They're messengers of the Holy Spirit. So there's a lot of things that I do in my teachings, in my class.
That's beautiful. I love that. And And by the way, what is the best way, real quick, that people can check you out and find out more about you on your website, which is
on my website. It's called The Healing Trilogy, thehealingtrilogy.com. And that name was given to me by the Spirit.
Oh, they were, I love that.
Thehealingtrilogy.com. It is God. It's a triangle. It's a Trinity sign. It's God, you, and me together.
Ooh, I love that. Beautiful. Well, if I have 50 spirit guides, I think they're pretty bored. I'm a really boring person sometimes. I think they're like, okay, just go on with your life and just be careful. And but I do acknowledge them.
They're helping me, Michelle.
I know. Well, I know that. I do know that, sweetheart. But so let's talk about your book that is free that people can check out right now. And we can also, you know, briefly touch on the book that you're writing on. I know you want to keep it sort of on the down low, but it's called Coronavirus Top 21 Tips for Protection. And you have really, it's got some amazing tips, and it's not just the regular, you know, blah, 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 wear your mask and sanitize your hands. It goes a lot deeper. So if you can share a little bit more about that booklet, that'd be great.
Yeah. So touch on water specifically and how you drink it, how you should be drinking it, what you're drinking out of, filters, things that people are kind of really not wanting to wake up, because in a third dimensional frequency, people are still being really, I don't understand it really, but tied to the plastic.
Yeah.
And there's so much research out there that plastic is going to make you ill and sick. So if you are wearing a mask and trying to protect yourself out there from getting COVID-19 or any kind of illness, and you're still drinking out of plastic, I am sorry, you're taking in 2 to 3 credit cards per week of plastic and fossil fuel in your body. I don't understand how wearing a mask is going to help you.
Yes.
Period.
In other words, we're weakening our immune system by taking in the toxins in the plastic.
So your Arrowhead, Fiji, all that plastic, it's also hurting your hormones. So in the book, it just says, skip the plastic. That's tip number 15.
Yes.
Skip the plastic. And there's so many ways of getting, you know, people go to Walmart, they're going to a place, they're getting plastic. They're calling me up. They're going, you know, it's weird. I poured my Walmart water. It looked gooey. So PBA, you can look it up yourself. There's resin in it. I do readings on women all the time. I find cancer. It's when you get rid of the plastic, you're like, oh my God, I've lost weight. I feel amazing. Mm. There's water out there that comes from glass. And there's ways that you could just be free and like, what? Wow, I'm free. So there's filters you could put on your, that have no plastic. And there's filters you could put on your shower where you're breathing in good water. So I talk all about that in the book.
Great.
I talk about reduce your stress is very important. How to reduce the stress in a world right now where there's a lot of stress going on.
Yeah.
Because when you're wearing a mask, which is important to honor people. But if you're wearing a mask and you're angry at wearing the mask and you're angry at all this stuff, that's raising your cortisol. So the mask is not going to really keep you safe getting sick if you're angry about wearing the mask. So why do we want to reduce our stress level is because if we raise our cortisol, then we're raising our hormones and then we're throwing our adrenal off. And as we know, that's going to be causing adrenal fatigue. Then we go into our lower gut. Then that's going to be causing us to get immune system deficiency. Also, I catch in here about D3. Most people are deficient in their vitamin D3 right now because they're not getting enough sun.
Sure. Sure. We're not getting out as much as we used to that, you know.
So in here, I have lots of vitamin supplements that I really like and approve of. I know that people have their own vitamin supplements, but I call it, I blink out. I blink these out.
Okay.
I went through a lot of them and I blinked on them.
Uh-huh.
And, if you get to know me and watch all my videos and see how my mediumship is pretty I really, really, really went through all these vitamin sources and I liked. I have essential oils in there that I feel that are really cool to help protect you and boost your immune system also on the essential oils. Of course, I've got the hand washer. We know all about that stuff.
Sure.
What else? I even touch on some kids stuff, hygiene.
Oh, yeah.
What else is important?
Very important.
I think I went on about laughing. And also, here's a really big pet peeve I have.
Okay, good.
So we really need to watch so much of the politics and so much of what's going on television. How much is it sidetracking you from actually focusing on yourself right now, on writing your book, on writing your story, on maybe finding out your gifts, on maybe what's going to happen when this is all over? And then when it's over, what shock is going to go on in your body? And what's going to happen to you when you've lost your job because you've been so tied up in the politics? And what's going to happen when you have let all your responsibilities go? They're blinking because you were caught up in this third dimensional frequency.
Yeah.
You didn't carry on your responsibilities. And this is something that I'm seeing it's going on with a lot of people. I've seen people lose their jobs. I've seen people king on. It's really, really bad.
It is. I agree with you. I tell my patients who I see, same thing as you, you know, I say, please stop taking in so much of the drama associated with the politics that people are, you know, going back and forth about. In regards to COVID-19, you know, do, first of all, get Kimberly's book, and you can check it out on her website. And also, just take care of your minds as well.
Yes.
Lowering the stress, like you said, in my book, is so important, you know, for patients. Why are you so worried of these things outside of you? Why don't you get peaceful, calm? You don't have to meditate and go into OM if you don't have that, you know, focus ability. But just go into gratitude, you know, several times a day and thank your higher power for what you have.
Yes.
And that really does, you nailed it. It does affect the release of our cortisol and, of course, all the neural patterns that create those negative, you know, bundles of anger and frustration. And we all feel it. But here's the thing too, and you know this, Kimberly, we are taking on that energy, you know.
Well, this is happening.
The
third dimensional world has a lot going on, and we're upset about Black Lives Matter. We're upset about what's happening with our presidential candidates. We're upset about all these things that are going on. I'm not saying we need to honor it.
Of course.
We need to take back our individual power, our lives, our spirituality with the Holy One. And when we as individuals get strong, we can put energy into that, but it can't consist of the whole day. We have to have time set aside that we focus on our responsibilities, on our time with God, our field of energies, and we have to map out our time right now. And God is blinking. So then we can raise our frequency and move ourselves into this light body, fifth dimensional divine energy. That this is why the message was in the first place that we need to move ourselves into this feminine divine consciousness. So we don't get caught up in the fear.
And by feminine divine consciousness, can you share to you what that means?
Yes, because what's happened is this whole thing that is going on is a masculine, misogynist energy that is going on right now. And the more that we move in to a feminine divine consciousness, and it will balance the masculine and feminine energy. I don't want to get in too much of what's happening right now because it's a lot of dark feed on it.
Mm-hmm.
Happening. People are being exploited. Things are coming out because that's what the world is going on right now. So to sit in front of the computer and watch all of it over and over again is not feeding our conscious mind into a higher vibrational frequency. So when the lady before asked, how do I get to the God consciousness, the quantum field, it's not watching that. It's inviting the feminine divine into our body, because a lot of people I do readings on, the left side of their body is the feminine divine, is thrown off. The thyroid on the left, the heart, the uterine area, everything on the left is thrown. We need to balance our feminine and masculine energy and move into the new paradigm.
Yes, beautifully said.
We're being forced there anyway.
Yes.
But unfortunately, yes. Not everybody is going to make it there.
Right.
Aww. We're depopulating. And that's what's happening. We're depopulating. So what I'm trying to reach out and urge right now to survive this depopulation is to not focus on the media all day long. That's all.
Beautifully said. No, and that energy, it really is pulling in it. You know, well said. I totally agree. And by the way, Kimberly and I, we talked about this when we met earlier, is we love men. Don't get us wrong. It's not about that. Well, we're not talking about negative.
Men. Actually, I have to tell you, I have more male clients than female, and more of my men are totally into the feminine divide.
Exactly.
they love it.
Absolutely. And also, you know, with that feminine divine doesn't mean that we're better than men or anything. Just to clarify,
they're feminine and masculine energy.
Right. And it's that matriarchal, more emotional right and left side of balanced brain that is communicative and nurturing.
Say another thing, there's a lot of women that are coming to me saying they don't want this masculine pressure on them anymore. They feel like they have to be masculine to be heard.
I hear you.
They don't want to have that pressure anymore. They want to feel more in their heart chakra.
Right.
They feel like this is a good time that they can feel the love of Mary, the love frequency in their body. Yes.
Right. Exactly. And it is a time. It's a really good time because I think you're right. I think that's what it's about, is trying to get, and you know, with all of the people who are talking right now besides yourself and putting it out there about being in a higher consciousness place by not watching, you know, a lot of the trauma. Of course, we're not going to be ignorant. We're going to know what's going on and want to know, but also with that consciousness of, you know, the prejudice, if you're against people of color of any kind, or there's a prejudice going on, of course, with Asian people because of the, you know, origination supposedly of the coronavirus in, you know, China. And there's been discrimination against a lot of Asian people too, which is not fair. So there is this energy of just sometimes I think we try to blame people, or sometimes we're trying to, you know, say, well, these people are, you know, causing this and these people. No, that's not what Kimberly's saying at all. You know, it's just we have to be conscious of not judging and just kind of loving and taking care of ourselves and connecting with that Holy Spirit or that higher power at this time. So
what the guides are saying is that we need more calming and love in our universe. And that is calling in the feminine divine energy.
Beautiful. Beautifully said. Speaking about beautifully said, can you read to people right now? And we can just sort of go into a relaxed meditative state. Maybe the fifth dimension. Did you want to talk about that? Or
we did touch on the fifth dimension already, which is going into moving out of the third dimension, because you were just describing racism.
Yes. Yes.
All of that. So that is a third dimensional frequency.
Yeah, exactly.
And so that the guides don't my guides don't even go into that realm. The third dimensional frequency is something we're not even our information doesn't even accept that. That's, you know, we see people as souls and consciousness, and there is no race. We see people as highly either a lower consciousness field or a higher consciousness field. We see humans, there's a human side and there's a spirit side to people. There's not a race side. We don't see that. We just see people either in a lower frequency or a higher frequency. And we are here to help people move into the higher fifth dimensional frequency. And the fifth dimensional frequency, once you're in that zone, you can go into the higher frequencies. There's multiple frequencies that go higher and higher and higher. Once you're in that, it's super cool.
Exactly. And people say that there's so many dimensions that we can't really name them, but yes.
We are multidimensional beings.
Yes, yes.
And so when we understand that any moment we can bounce into different dimensions and know that we are love and we are light and we need to take responsibility for our frequency, then we know that we can love everybody for who we are.
Beautifully said, Kimberly. And with that, it's about time we wrap this up. It goes so fast when I'm interviewing you.
Want to do the the Mary prayer? Or no, we don't have time.
I think maybe we don't have time. We just have about a minute. But I guess maybe what I would say is thank you so much for spreading your love and kindness to everybody.
Great. And say one thing. If they want to read this beautiful channeled Mother Mary Divine Prayer, it's on the Healing Trilogy website under my prayers.
Yes, it's thehealingtrilogy.com, thehealingtrilogy.com, correct?
Absolutely. And I love being on LA Talk
Radio. Oh, you're the best.
Thank
it's
you.
It's always fun.
And thank you for having the guides speak to everybody.
Thank you. Oh, it's beautiful. And thank you for being you, sweetheart, and sharing all your gifts with us.
God bless you.
Bless you, sweetie. Thank you guys for listening. And we'll be back next week, Tuesday at 12 noon, with more tips on how to kind of get through this coronavirus issue, how to take care of yourself mentally, because we're going to do more psychology. So thanks for listening. And as I do say, take care of yourself first, and then you'll be great for others. Thanks for listening. This is Dr. Michelle on the Couch.
You're listening to On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, right here on LA Talk Radio.